First of all, it is good to be back. Thanks for your prayers, especially during the autumn season. I brought my hospitalizations as a Jesuit to 21 with 3 this fall. Thanks for your prayers. The gospel we have just read is one of the most enlightening and satisfying in the New Testament. It is enlightening because it tells us how God deals with those whom He most loves. In plain Anglo-Saxon, he tries them. And the gospel is very satisfying because it shows that those whom God tries, he always provides not only with grace, but if need be, as in this case, with a miracle, to make it possible for his chosen ones to carry out his sometimes most mysterious will. As we follow the sequence of what happened to the 3 most blessed people who had ever graced this earth, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, what do we learn? First, Mary was told, we call it the Annunciation, that she, a virgin, was to conceive and give birth to a son. In the meantime, Mary and Joseph were betrothed. You would think, wouldn't you, having told Mary that she was conceived by the Holy Spirit, I repeat, you would think, wouldn't you, that God would, what shall we say, at least show Joseph the courtesy of also informing him, not God, when we do things, they are quite expected. When God does things, they are, with rare exception, unexpected. The Lord tried the faith, tried the hope, and especially try the love of Joseph. He allowed Mary to become obviously with child. And only then, you might say, well, it was about time. That God sent an angel to Joseph to explain to him . Don't worry, he was told, you may accept Mary as your wife. she has not been unfaithful. Among the Jews, even though a couple were not yet married, but betrothed, the girl, if she had relations with another man, was considered an adulteress. We don't know how long Joseph struggled in conscience before God finally intervened. The obvious lesson to all of us is that God's ways are not our ways. God will generally hide his desires from us. We're confused, bewildered, maybe crushed, maybe like Joseph, in an agony of doubt. What's the lesson? Unqualified trust in the providence of God. Only one thing is expected of us: to be sure that we are doing God's will, and then leave the future, I don't mean just the distant, eternal future, to him, but even the near, temporal future, to his providence. Joseph acted prudently. Nowhere in the Gospels do we have a single word recorded of the spouse of Mary. He thought, we may be sure he prayed, he asked for light, and he received it. What's the lesson? There are two things we most need in life: to know what is God's will, and second, how to do it. And the first is not the second. Joseph, we may be sure, wanted nothing more than to do God's will. We may be sure he was under divine guidance that he betrothed Mary. And then, as he must have said to himself, Lord, what now? Patient, quiet, silent prudence. There is only one condition that God requires to tell us what he wants to do and how he wants us to do it. And that is to be totally, and that adverb is most important, totally resigned to do his will. Trust him. He'll come through, if need be, by a miraculous communication from an angel in heaven. During these last days before Christmas, as we prepare for the first coming of Christ that we celebrate as a fond memory. Let's remember. There is a second coming of Christ. Advent is not only the preparation for a Christmas that took place. It is a preparation for the Christmas still to come, when the same Jesus who Mary gave birth to in Bethlehem will come a second time to call us from this world. Thank God, into a better world. And like Joseph, provided we have, during these short few years on earth, our Advent season, trusted completely, silently, patiently in God. He will come. And what a coming that will be. Heaven is reserved only for those who on earth have, like Joseph, quietly but confidently trusted in the providence of God. Saint Joseph, spouse of Mary, foster father of Jesus, pray for us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.